There's the story of three junior varsity demons being trained by Satan to destroy men's souls. And Satan says, I'm going to let you visit Earth for a day. What strategy will you use to deceive men? The first demon steps up and says, I'll trick men by telling them there is no heaven. And Satan shakes his head and says, no, that won't work. People are hardwired for heaven, and this hope makes them immune to that. The second hears this and suggests the opposite. He says, I will trick men into believing there is no hell. And Satan shakes his head and says, no, every person has a conscience that reveals judgment is sure. The third thinks it over for a minute and then says, well, we can't trick them into thinking there is no heaven or no hell. So I'm just going to whisper in their ears, you have plenty of time. There's no rush. And the devil smiles and says, well done. Men are prone to procrastinate, to put off the important things. We love to keep them thinking they have all the time in the world to delight themselves with trivial pleasures. Friends, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church, and we've been considering who the devil is and what the lies are that he tells us in order to make us more miserable, to destroy us, to keep us from reaching heavenly glory. Jesus actually tells a parable of a man in Luke 12, verses 16 to 21. This man has a bumper crop, so much that he doesn't have enough storage space. So he says in verse 18, I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Jesus tells us of a man who decides to tear down his old barns and build bigger ones so that he will have plenty of wealth for years to come. In our days, we would call him a wise investor preparing for retirement. Now, Pastor Joel nor Jesus would suggest that being a good steward of what you have is a bad thing. The question is whether you're aware that you're an eternal creature who needs to be rich eternally. Did you hear the insanity of what the man said to himself? He said, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry. He is talking to his soul like it is his body. Souls don't eat. Souls don't drink. Many years of food and drink are not going to benefit his eternal soul at all. But he's fooled himself. He's made the trivial pleasures eternal things. Darrell Bock says, the seeker of wealth ends up with an empty soul and an empty life. Possessions are like light beer. They may taste great, but they are really less filling. Friends, we need to be rich towards God. Why? Well, because God has numbered our days in his book, Psalm 139:16. That is why God calls this man a fool. You really don't hear God calling people fools very often. But he does here because this man thinks he has plenty of time, but he doesn't. Sinclair Ferguson notes, while this man was drawing blueprints for new barns, God was drawing up his obituary notice. My friends, don't fall for the devil's lie that we have plenty of times to build up a life for ourselves and simply sit back and enjoy it. We need to be rich towards God. How do we do that, Joel? We invest our lives in what is eternal. We invest it in spending time loving our God, worshiping him, spending our lives in him and for him. And you know, it's best seen when we invest in what is truly eternal, which would be our fellow human beings. Do you know that the early church won lots of people to Christ because they were so generous with their wealth? They knew they couldn't keep it, so they spent their wealth, they invested it in their neighbors, caring for them. And the world witnessed it and were won to Jesus, who was actually the only true rich man to ever live in this world. And Jesus spent his all to win us heaven, offering even his life on the cross. So friends, don't fall for the devil's lie that we have plenty of time. Jesus himself says, keep watch, for we do not know the day or the hour. Matthew 25:12. Paul says we need to deal with this world as though we have no dealings with it, because this present world is passing away. 1 Corinthians 7:29-31. All you really have to do is look at Mick Jagger today, and it's pretty clear that he was wrong. Time is not on our side. This world is not all there is. So let's set our clocks to eternity and seek to become rich towards God. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.